Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Episode 8.2, Movement Snack for the Week. Let's head to the grocery store. Earlier this week, we were discussing picky eating, and I mentioned getting the kids involved with you. And I actually am going to be doing an episode next week on getting your kids involved more in the kitchen, but I wanted to take a step back in regards to movement and have them help you pick something out from the grocery store, or to create a little bit more movement than that is head to a farmer's market this weekend. So what you're going to do is you are, hopefully, if you have a farmer's market in your area, head to the farmer's market so that you can go out and walk around and have them help pick out a fruit or a vegetable that they want to either try or get. If they are willing to try something new, then just have them, you look at what there is, let them pick out. Don't give them anything, like any restrictions. Allow them to pick out whatever it is they want. And then you're going to go home and you're going to make something with that dish. Now, if it's something, if they're new to this and they're a little nervous about picking out something new, even if it's something they always have, maybe it's strawberries, bring it home and choose to make something a little bit different with it. I'm thinking one easy one that I'm thinking of right now is watermelon. So if you know that your children love watermelon and they pick out watermelon, maybe they usually just have it cut up. Well, this time you're going to try something a little bit different, and maybe you're going to make it into a salad. So it would be a watermelon and cucumber and maybe some mint and some feta. And that becomes something that they try that's new and different. It's still something they love. It's their watermelon in there, that's one of their favorites. But then they're trying some different way of making it. So that is what I'm going to recommend for you this week. And you might be questioning, like, that's not really movement. Well, if you're going to a farmer's market, then it is, because hopefully you'll walk around the whole farmer's market to enjoy all the different produce that's there and the different stations. But the other one is we as a society have started to outsource a lot of our movement. And one of the ways we've done this, many families have started to do this, is through grocery shopping. And if you think about like going grocery shopping, usually you'll be walking through all the aisles and, you know, that's a fair amount of movement, grabbing your items. When you outsource that to something like Instacart or Shipt, that's movement now being taken away from your everyday. And although that is understandable because we are living busier lives, the concern I have is when we outsource movement to sit around and either work sitting all day or sitting in front of the TV and doing things like that. So we have gotten to where we have outsourced so much of our movement that we're not moving as much. And I mentioned this the other day in a class that I was teaching. How many times, maybe you are too young to remember this, but I remember it. We did not have remote controls for our TV. So how many times did I have to get into that squat position, that sit to stand position, to go change the TV channel? Or we'd have to actually sit through commercials. I mean, goodness sakes, commercials. We had to sit through them. But guess what? None of us did. We always got up and moved around. We either, you know, went to the bathroom or I don't know. For me, I would dance around the house because I liked to dance. So I would dance around the house, and there was a lot more movement during commercials. Yet now we've got the remote control. So instead of standing up to go change the channel, we have outsourced that movement by just using our thumb to click. And that's basically with technology, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It has made our lives much more convenient, but we have really outsourced everything to where we are sitting and just using our thumb. And we've taken away a ton of opportunities for movement. So I'm going to ask that even if you do use a program like that where you have someone else shopping for you, that's awesome, because I'll tell you that's one area that I would like to outsource to someone else for myself. But for this one exercise this weekend, go to the grocery store with your child or children and pick something out. Let them pick something out new to try. And you will be getting movement in, especially if you're one who outsources it. You will be getting more movement in this day than what you may in a regular day. So that is your movement snack of the week. Something fairly simple. I'd love, love, love to hear what it is your children chose as their fruit or vegetable and what you plan on making with it. So let me know in our Form Fit community, and I look forward to hearing what it is you all are making.